Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Both myself and Brian Whitman are up all night.
Oh.
We cannot go to sleep before 3, 4, 5 a.m. And sometimes it's 6 or 7 a.m.
Oh, no. I oftentimes will go to McDonald's and have breakfast before I go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You pull in line there, and you're like the first one there.
Right. That sounded misleading. I don't go into the McDonald's. I use the drive-thru, and I eat it in the car.
You do?
Yes.
Before you get home?
Usually it's pretty well taken care of before.
And what do you order again? The two hash browns?
Yes. I get the number two, which is a McMuffin. But I don't get any...
egg or cheese.
No egg or cheese.
Right.
Plain.
You just get the muffin.
Just the muffin and the sausage.
And the sausage.
Right. Otherwise plain. And then I get two extra hash browns. It comes with a hash brown. Mm. But I get two extra, so that'd be three hash browns. Sometimes I'm really hungry.
You put ketchup on those?
I do not, sir. Sometimes I'm really hungry, and I get three extra hash browns for a total of four. And I always lie. When I order a lot, I always say through the speaker, can you get number two with no egg and cheese, and we need to get...
We.
We.
Yeah.
There's no we, my friend.
It's you.
You're looking at him.
You fat bastard.
Please, wee wee.
Heidi. Yeah, we need to get four hash browns all together. So that's three extra.
Drive around, Brian, to the next window.
They do know my name. I know
you
the lady.
You fat effer.
And what if the guy in the window says, hey, your order's taking a little longer. Could you pull up, sir?
No, I do not go to the purgatory.
Sir, can you pull up a little?
That is not going to happen, my friend.
Sir, there's a lot of people behind you in line.
I am going to wait here because...
Could you please pull up just a little?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because my staying here, remaining here, compels you to quickly move and to get my meal assembled.
All right, what do you
That's
got there,
what
Randy?
I do.
You know, I was at a Wendy's the other day, and they asked me to pull up, and there was no cars behind me.
So did you refuse them?
Well, I guess they're on a timer there.
No, you pulled up, didn't you?
No, they do that so they can seem like they're getting through the orders quickly.
Did you pull up? Did you kowtow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I pull up. You got to give those guys something.
I refuse to pull up.
Well, you should pull up. It's rude not to pull up.
I will, as sure as I sit here, I will never pull up.
All right.
And I say to them, no way.
All right. Kevin in Los Angeles, how do you become a morning bird if you're a night owl?
You know what? I kind of honestly believe it can't be done because I think it's biological. It has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, have you tried it?
I have. I work for Southwest Airlines. I've tried working the morning shift. When I try to drive during the daytime, anything before 3 o'clock, the sun, it makes me sleepy. It makes me tired. And anything after 3 o'clock, I'm up. That's my time.
Right. So it's almost like, so you feel, as I indicated earlier, you think it's like almost genetic.
I do. I honestly believe if I go to the beach before 3 o'clock or I'm trying to drive long distances, if the sun is out, I will literally start going to sleep at the wheel or if I'm at the beach. It bothers me. But at night, I'm up, man. I hate going to bed before 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. You also get chicks that are less conservative who are up all night.
Oh, way less conservative.
You know, the chicks that get up at 7 a.m., they put on their pantsuit, and they're going to go work for, I don't know, a big company.
Right, whoever.
And it's like, oh, baboo.
Right. Sometimes you actually hear that when their alarm clock goes off. You actually, when they get out of the bed, if you listen closely, if you actually in your own neighborhood at about 7 a.m., shut everything down in your house, shut off all the televisions and radios, and when that clock strikes 7, you might hear in your own neighborhood.
Oh, baboo.
But you have to remain very, very quiet.
Dan in the Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not bad.
Well, you know, I'm from New York originally, and when I moved out, I was a night owl out there. And then when I moved out here, because of the jet lag, I would get up early, and it just stuck. I mean, my job didn't require me to get up early, none of that stuff. And so I ended up getting this routine now where I get up at 7:30, and then I get all that stuff that would normally waste my day away.
What time did you get up on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, probably like 1 or 2 o'clock.
Oh. All right.
And then, like, it just, when I moved out here, it was early getting up for me at like...
How long have you been out here?
9. Hmm. About 2.5 years now.
Oh, that's all right. Well, that's actually, you might have the key.
Yeah, it's great. I'm up at 7:30 in the morning. I play my video games. I watch my crappy shows that I have DVR'd and just...
All right. Well, at least you're productive in the morning.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Yeah, getting up and hitting that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all right, buddy.
Then, you know, by 9:30, you get, then just.
Done.
Got it.
See you, dude.
Next. William in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's happening, guys? Hey. One word, cocaine. You can stay up till 2 in the morning. I swear to God it works. Tim knows this. I've been doing it 30 years. Thank you very much.
Wait,
I'm here.
All right, hold on one sec. What time do you do the coke?
Well, you do it all the time.
Oh, all the time. When do you sleep?
Yeah, you know, between, say, 2 and 6.
And you hit the coke when you get up?
Yeah, of course.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesperson.
Oh. All right. Well, so you can afford it. How much do you spend a week on coke?
$200.
That's not bad.
Yeah, $250, you know.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go.
But I got some snow.
It's not a bad way to go.
I'm sorry. Wait. So he sleeps for 4 hours a night.
Yeah, he does coke when he gets up, and he cokes himself out all day.
Oh, no.
And then he's coked up all night, and then he gets in a coke coma, and then wakes up and does coke.
Wow.
Guy's going for it, man.
Don't you think maybe the guy who played the video games and watched the DVR TV shows has a somewhat healthier lifestyle?
I don't know. That guy seems to always enjoy himself. Every time he calls, he's up. He's happy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue the point, but...
You know who I think are miserable are people who stop doing coke. Then they get really pissed.
And they're really angry.
Because they miss that high.
Right. Well, they have to get it.
They can never get that high back.
Right. They could try to get it in some other way, I would assume.
Very rarely does it happen.
Yeah, man.
They need that bump.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Gotta get it.
Guys that can control the buzz your whole life are guys that are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, man. But you let that buzz get out of control, gang.
Then you gotta go to rehab.
Sit there.
Yeah, you gotta sit there with other depressed idiots. All right. Sam in Anaheim. What's the trick becoming a morning bird if you're a lifelong night owl?
Yeah, man.
You know, I got the answer to both your problems, and it's you can be both. So I hope you guys have another segment because I have the answer.
You're the closer, huh?
Yeah, actually, for you, we did. Our producer had said to us that this guy on hold is real good. You might want to actually
He's real good.
Give him an entire segment.
I want to pay attention to this one.
Give him an entire segment, she suggested.
What do you got?
Fair enough. So this is a well-documented scenario. What you can do is you can begin to take 20-minute naps every 4 hours. And if you can battle through 10 days, you'll have more energy than you could have ever imagined. And
every 4 hours, you go down for 20 minutes?
Correct. Three of my friends started doing this a year ago after reading the book The Game by Neil Strauss.
Yeah, we have had Neil on.
Yeah.
So you take five naps a day or six?
Correct, five.
No, to me...
And that the math doesn't work out, though.
Every 4 hours.
At 12, 4 p.m., yeah. Noon, 4 p.m. again, 8. Yeah,
but aren't you just always hazy then? I mean, if you're taking four naps a day and not really sleeping, aren't you just totally hazy? I mean, just all day long?
If you ever take a 30-minute nap, do you wake up groggy?
Yeah, you're screwed. You can't do that. It missteps the clock.
What?
All right.
It missteps the clock.
All right, what time do you take your naps, dude?
I take one at midnight. I got one coming up, 4 p.m., then 8 a.m., then noon.
Wait a minute. Let's go in order here. Midnight.
You'll sleep for how long at midnight?
20 minutes.
And then when do you take your next nap?
At 4 a.m.
4 a.m., okay.
So between 12:20 and 4 a.m., you'll be doing just stuff. You'll just be up.
I actually trade options and derivatives. So
midnight, 4 a.m., 8 a.m., mm-hmm. 12 p.m.,
correct.
4 p.m., and 8 p.m.
There you go.
All right. Well, that does work out then, huh?
One of my buddies started it. One of my friends dropped out after day six. The other two of us kept us going, and we made it.
And how long has it been working for you?
6 months.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's unhealthy.
Have you checked with your doctor to see if it's healthy?
You know, I may die soon, but...
Thanks. I don't want the I may die soon solution to me staying up all night.
Right, but I definitely will add.
I might die in about a week.
Yeah, I may die
but
soon.
I'm going for it.
That was the punchline, by the way, I may die soon. Honestly, I could never do that, and I think that's bad, and I don't recommend that anyone does that. Because there's something about sleeping. When you sleep,
you gotta get an REM.
You really get into it. I mean,
rapid eye movement.
Get under those. You know, I don't know about you, Tim, but I sleep nude and I take off my clothes.
I don't sleep nude.
I take everything off.
That's nude.
I'm nude, my friend.
I'm not nude.
And I am nude.
I got my underpants on because if a prowler comes in, I don't want to be one down.
I have no,
I sleep nude.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight a guy nude.
No, I have no underpants on. I sleep nude.
What are the chances that the prowler's going to be nude, too?
Well, he probably would be clothed.
If he's nude, you got bigger problems than him just stealing your crap.
Go ahead, take it. Come on, don't you want the
he
TV?
He wants a bit of that Whitman. He wants a bit of that Whitman took us.
Come on. Don't you want the TV? It's nice. Don't you want to look at it? Ow!
All right. How do you go from being a night owl to a morning bird? Is that possible? For guys like me who can't go to sleep before 3 a.m.
Dude, Whitman, I got a new DVD player. No.
Bang.
He asked me if I was nude.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's almost 11 o'clock. It's about 20 minutes to 11, maybe 18 minutes to 11.
Yeah, man.
And you and I are just like in the middle of our day.
Yeah.
We'll be up for another 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, that's correct.
How do you flip it around? If you're a night owl, you're up all night, how do you become a morning person? What is the key? So far, nobody has the answer.
No, I mean, there have been some suggestions. I mean, some people have said it's genetic and you can't turn it around. Then we had the guy suggesting this crazy nap schedule that you nap every 20 minutes.
That's crazy talk.
There's the cocaine.
That's crazy.
You're crazy. You're a crazy person. What's wrong with you? Then there was the guy.
Who's
who
that comedian?
Kevin Meaney.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Meaney.
Yeah, I remember when I did him on the air here when I first got here?
Yeah.
I got yelled at for it. Not by Kevin Meaney.
No? By who?
Jack Silver.
Nobody knew.
He said, well, I said, I don't know who that is. He said, it was Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, everybody knows.
By the way, Kevin Meaney. Well, never mind. Well, I have to say something to you about this schedule. The naps and the guy who called and said cocaine will turn your, you know, will flip it around for you. We don't recommend this.
No kidding.
Right.
Who does?
No, I'm saying, so naturally, in a healthy way, how do you flip this around? I don't think you can.
Let me ask you a question. If you had to do one of two things,
all right,
nap every 4 hours for 20 minutes or get on coke, what would you do?
Well, I would try to nap. I mean, obviously. I mean, I wouldn't.
I'd get on cocaine.
Oh, well.
Like a nap every 4 hours?
I would try that, obviously,
driving around, you got to pull over and nap?
It's weird. Yeah, to me, it's weird. And you heard the guy describe the nap schedule. Very, is regimented the word?
I mean, you got to be in a place where you can nap every 4 hours.
Right, very strict. And you have to have an employer who understands that you're on the napping lifestyle. It's real crazy, I think.
Unreal.
Yeah, man.
Jimmy and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
All right.
Actually, that caller was sort of right. I think it is genetic, just because of my lifestyle, what I do, and what I became. It's kind of hard to sit there and sleep 8 hours and get up and do a normal schedule like a normal person does.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it has to do with the flow of traffic around you. If you have a lot of friends that are up mm-hmm. to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to want to stay up with them.
Yeah, I don't know what a lot of guys are up that late.
Well, but don't you have your wife stays up late, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so you have company at least. I mean, you know, I'm home. I'm at the house. You can come over.
Yeah, see, when I was married, then you know that was my schedule. But now that I do what I do, I mean, I can't go to sleep anytime until 12 o'clock, and I'm up at 4 and on the road.
What do you do for a living?
Whoa.
I'm a mobile Porsche mechanic, and I drive over 70,000 miles, and I probably book about 75 hours per week minimum.
I bet you're making a lot of money, though.
I don't really do it for the money. It's a passion for the car.
but an hourly rate on a guy that will come out and fix your Porsche has got to be $1.50, $2
an
hour.
Yeah, it's going to be a high.
And I just pulled into L.A., and I just got back from San Francisco.
Wow.
So, I mean, it all depends on the person. I mean, I don't eat your breakfast, your brunch, your lunch, your dinner. I mean, maybe I'll eat dinner, maybe I'll eat breakfast.
Can you take apart any Porsche engine and put it back together?
Any Porsche.
Wow.
Except the water cooled. I only work on 911s.
I bet that's a real talent, dude.
Yeah, it is.
So So yeah, I think it is genetic, partially, but I think it also has to do with the people around you, flow of traffic. I mean, if you're speeding on the freeway and everybody else is speeding, you're going to do what everybody else is doing. So, I mean, I kind of think it's kind of both, one of both natures.
Right. All right, Jimmy, you're a big stud, dude.
Cool.
All right, good thanks luck, for calling, man. Now, see, I like guys like that because that
he's a real guy, man. I mean, a real goddamn dude.
But he also has a skill. I mean, you know, if you and I get fired from this joint, you know.
When, you
they
mean?
Throw Danny Bonaducci in this time slot.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Then you and I can't go out and fix Porsches.
No, that's not a skill that we don't have. I don't have a trade.
I don't either. You know, you gotta get a trade in me.
You know, I should probably.
What would you do if you got fired from the station? Like the first month, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, I have some money. I mean, the first month, I would.
Well, I'm not talking about money, but what would you do all day?
I would drink probably a lot.
You know what I'd do?
Yeah.
I would get myself I already have turf club passes, but I would go to Santa Anita or Hollywood Park.
Every day.
Or Del Mar every single day with my daughter.
Yeah. Well, you see, you have.
I go out early, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, wait till they started, and then not come home until after they're done. I did that on Saturday and Monday of this weekend.
And how'd that work out for you?
Monetarily wasn't so great, but I had a lot of fun.
Right. Well, that's important.
Saturday, I took my daughter out there. After I went over to my dad's for a little while on Saturday afternoon. And then we left there and drove out to Santa Anita and bet the races.
Uh-huh.
We're out there for the last two. And then Monday, the big carryover was $4.5 million.
So you got in on that?
Yeah, I got in on that. Bought a $96 ticket. I was out by the second race.
All right.
But somebody had one winning ticket. It was bought in New Jersey. One winning ticket and paid $3.1 million on the pick six. It was a brand new record at Santa Anita. But I would love to be out there. And again, if it comes to an end here at the station, and I've been here for, you know, 10, almost 11 years.
Right.
You know, things, you know, trends, you know, happen.
Right.
Then I would be at Santa Anita.
Every day.
Every single day
so
for like a month.
People could come and see you,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, come on out. Right. In box 453. Right. Get myself a box out there and
right.
Enjoy it.
Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I would do that. I think I would just actually, I'd become obsessed with finding a job.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I would become obsessed with finding another job that
would torture you.
That would torture me. Right. That's what I would do. I know myself pretty well. That's what I would do. I think I would find one. I would like to think that I would find one.
Right. Well, yeah, you probably will. But very talented man.
Well, thank you, Tim. By the way, should I be expecting this?
No, I don't know. Who knows? All right. Let's talk to Art in Redondo Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
You big giant studs, you.
Hey. All right, dude.
Oh, Art.
One thing you can try doing is whatever time you normally go to bed at, start gradually going to bed an hour earlier, 45 minutes earlier, and then progress to maybe an hour and a half. But then when you go to bed, do something relaxing like, Tim, I know you like the ponies, so maybe, you know, read up on the ponies a little bit while you're in bed and, you know, that'll relax you and ease your mind.
Well, you know what I like to do? I like to put on a pair of reading glasses and just, you know, sit up in the bed and read a nice book with you know, my light on.
Well, see, there you go. Have a nice cup of tea, read a book, and it relaxes you, and it starts to put you to sleep a little sooner.
Nah,
so you train yourself over a while.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. Well, you know what I do? When I get to a point with the book, you know, where there's something, you know, has happened, or so I take my book.
After you're done wafting your farts up to your nose under the covers?
I put the bookmark, you know, back
you can
in the
give
book
your wife a Dutch oven.
He does that. He told me off the air.
Get the hell
that
out
he
of here.
He puts his knees up like a tent and farts. And then drops his knees, so all the air, all that hot, bad air comes right into
right.
his nose.
I did tell Tim that. That's right.
You told me that off the air.
Right. I said exactly that. Right. And
then, total denial
right.
on the air.
And now you're going on the air and saying that I told you, and oh, my
all
God.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
never
you know
mind.
I didn't.
All right, you know what? Then you never told me anything
right,
off the air.
Right, of course,
forget
right.
It.
Sure, right.
Mark in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, all you guys need to do is start taking melatonin, and that stuff, once it builds up in your system, you'll start sleeping better. Better than Ambien.
And is that a natural substance?
Yeah, it builds up in your system. Yeah, it's just like a vitamin, but it's a substance in your body.
And where do you pick that up?
Any store. It takes a little while
Sears?
To build up in your system.
No, I think more like a drugstore you can get that, right?
You can get it anywhere. Health food store, drugstore,
how much
whatever.
Do you take?
Oh, it's cheap. You just take a couple pills when you're brushing your teeth, and then you'll start sleeping a lot better. Exercise works too. But
are you hopped up on melatonin now, sir? You've got
No, I'm driving, so that's why I'm driving a big rig. So I have weird sleep schedules. So I work two jobs, so that's what helped me.
And
so.
What does melatonin do? Does it relax you?
Yeah, puts you to sleep.
Yeah, well, it just regulates your sleep system. It makes you a more calm sleeper. It's not, it won't knock you out. It just basically. Because
isn't that the stuff you find natural? Isn't that the stuff you find naturally in Turkey?
No, that's tryptophan.
That's tryptophan. I got it. It's tryptophan. Mad scientist over there. Set him up for that, and he's like, tryptophan. Jackass. All right, so Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Tryptophan, it's tryptophan.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Joining us from the John and Jeff show, the two stars of that show, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's up?
What's up,
celebrities,
guys?
Man.
You are the stars of the John and Jeff show. You star on that show.
Yeah. You're the only two. Yeah.
I'm getting very uncomfortable.
It's like dancing with the radio stars.
Yeah, I heard Carolla's going to be
one of the stars.
Doing that.
Yep. Yeah, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, does anyone here know, obviously we all work here at the station, we all know Adam at least a little bit. Does anybody know if he has dancing ability, like natural dancing ability? Does anyone know that? Anyone?
Exactly.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a great way to meet chicks. But the guy's married.
He's married. He's got two kids. Yeah. He's got twins, right?
Yes.
Mm. Women love that show, so he's going to do okay.
Would you do Dancing with the Stars if they came to you and said...
No, because he's...
Would you do Drinking with the Stars?
I could do Drinking with the Stars. Shots with the Stars. I could do that. We just sit there.
We should do a show, Drinking with the Stars.
Drinking with the Stars I could get into. But
that's more of a guy show.
Dancing with the Stars, I would be embarrassed to do it because I don't have dancing ability. I don't have the confidence, so I would be embarrassed for myself.
But that's the point of the show, is to take somebody, fish out of water, put them in a situation, train them, you know. Mm-hmm.
So. Wait, have you seen the show?
Yeah, I've watched a few times.
Any good?
It's
just
like
celebrities
that,
dancing, right?
I kind of like that Asian judge. So,
well, know. It's a celebrity and a person that you don't know, correct?
A celebrity and I think a professional dancer,
right. So they'll put Adam Carolla with a professional dancer.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be her job to teach him how to dance and all of that.
Right. Well, they have what's her name, Yamaguchi? What's that chick's first name?
Christy Yamaguchi.
Yeah.
Don't you think, you know, if you had $1,000, you would put it on the fact that she may have more dancing experience than Adam Carolla?
Yeah, probably. But you know something? This is going to be grueling. This isn't going to be easy. I mean, he's going to have to spend a lot of time on the show learning these moves, and he'll lose probably 25 pounds doing it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, Bobo. I don't know if I could do that.
Not that he needs to, but you know, this is the extra benefit, and then after the show is over, you got all these other things you can do. You become somebody that, you know. That
what
you
kind
didn't
of
realize.
Dancing do they do?
All sorts of dancing, I think.
The ballroom dancing?
I think so. Yeah. You know, it's usually
the cha-cha and all that kind of stuff.
Usually the dance involves two people, right? It's always. It's a two-person dance, I think. I don't watch your show, obviously.
Four-square dancing?
I don't know.
I've never seen the program. I know it's on ABC.
Right, and we're working when it's on, so we don't have a chance to watch it. But
the women love that show. It's one of the highest-rated 18 to 49 female shows on network television.
Yeah, and it spawned Ice Skating with the Stars or Skating with the Stars.
No, Ice Fishing.
Ice Fishing with the Stars.
Yeah. Right. Drinking with the Stars.
Yeah, and this is the first year, or last year is the first year that they put stars in quotes.
Right.
So
that was kind of weird for the people involved.
Yeah, yeah. They're getting crazy stars. All right, speaking of stars, you studs, what's on the John and Jeff show tonight?
Coming up tonight, we have a question. This TV show will make you smoke, it'll make you drink, it'll make you violent. And it'll make you have unprotected sex. A recent study says that if you watch this TV show, that's what's going to happen to you.
One show? It does all those things?
One show.
Wow.
We'll have that after 11 o'clock tonight.
Sesame Street?
That is not the answer I'm looking for.
Is it a primetime show?
It is a popular show.
Straight.
It's what?
It is a popular show.
It is.
Yes.
I bet it's American Idol. No? Damn it. All right. That show coming up at the...
Tommy.
Tommy, please.
You like that?
Sesame Street.
Oh, I know what it is. I think I know what it is. All right. I'll tell you off the air, but I think I know what it is. All right. This is the Conway Women's Show. Stay tuned for John and Jeff. They're coming up immediately. We'll be on tomorrow right after my good friend Tom Likas on 97.1 Free FM. Tommy, please. You were on a brand new radio show yesterday. Is that right?
I don't know if the radio show is brand new, but my appearance on it was brand new.
What did you do? What show?
I did... Tiffany Granith's. Let me start that.
Granite? Who?
That was my Sam laugh. I don't know where that came from. Tiffany Granith's.
That's it. Granith's?
Granith.
Hey, Tiffany. Sweetheart.
Okay,
Tiffany, you totally know when our show is on, okay, Tiffany.
I hope they asked you back, Gina.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay, you totally know when our show's on.
Okay,
this might null and void the conversation we had right after this segment.